Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound of a dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with A-Dean Badseed and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back. Neck snapping in the lines is me. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. While you listen, cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the sounds of the Six Man Radio. That's right. The best in adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's go.
My appreciation, I made this verbal dedication, a celebration of sorts for everybody who gave me love and support. Of course, I gotta thank them, from the pennies to the Benjamin Franklin. It's all love for real. I gotta thank them, you know. I gotta thank them. I gotta thank God. Thank my mom for really doing a great job. Thank my father and my sisters and brothers. Thank my aunts and uncles and all of my cousins. I gotta thank the Gants and the Mills. Different mothers and fathers, but we a family still. The Ginsbergs and the school that I went to taught me things I needed for everything that I went through. I thank the Cohens, me and Justin talking Prince to John Coltrane. Big shouts to Danny McCullough, Neil Boyk and Leonard B. Pinching Old Nights, Grand Stuck, Jean Malik, Nuggie J, J Fudge and the SJT. Nasty, we friends till we D.I.E. Big Drew, Wisdom, and Secret, my peeps. Y'all the reason I do music, we were never in them streets, yeah. Shout out to Mac and Craig Derrick. I hate the thought of Mama Jenny Stahl being buried. I miss her terribly. If it wasn't for her, I would have been walking the streets of New York like a derelict. Respect to the people that I met. I did my best to do what you'd expect. I had to make the move all the way out to L.A. for a check. I bounced, but my heart had never left, and I love you all. Just to show my appreciation, I made this verbal dedication, a celebration of sorts for everybody who gave me love and support. Of course, I gotta thank them for the guidance and the patience I could never repay. I gotta thank them, yeah, I gotta thank them, you know, I gotta thank them. I'm on a whole other coast. Didn't know a soul, but I still made the most. Shout out to John Nettlesby and Terry Coase. Poetry and his family gave me hope. I'm sending heartfelt thanks to Mark Smooth, who let me squat on his couch. Oh, that's my dude. Shouts out to Wendell and my homie Sam. Rockin' Proverb, the whole Hayes clan. The Manjis and Marshalls for putting me up. Jay Weave and Big O just for hooking me up when I was broken and broke. A lot of love to Danny Sabello and Marty Sharon. We were closer than close. Bruce Wilson and Tony, Dizzy and Toronto Schoolball.
6 minutes, lunatic,
Sean. Everybody up at VIP. Jeff Gill, I-Man, and my man Hodge B. Al Tillman and Watts just for showing me love. Brandy and Ray J and my man B-Dub. Corny Mims, Jimmy Gamble and Fred K. Big Me's and Halfwit. Shout out to Bruce Wayne and Stoddy Ray and everybody I got to work with. Networking the circuit. And thanks to those who just couldn't get me. I'll never let my haters upset me. Everybody ain't gonna love me all the time, and I'm fine. It's okay. Just to show my appreciation. Yeah, I made this verbal dedication. blessing of sorts for everybody who gave me love and support. Of course, I gotta thank them. For the people I love that's patiently waiting. I'm coming home, but first I gotta thank them.
Thank you. I'ma need you to touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it, shit, do something, do something. Can you just touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it, shit, do something, do something.
That she ain't never, I put my finger on her lid. Before you start lying, love, you should listen to this. I ain't saying suck it, I'm just saying touch it. If you like it, you gon' miss it, so you might as well kiss it. Grace it, love it, show affection in public. Talking to the mic like you about to spit something. But no spitting when you finally get to getting. I got the bat and the balls, and guess who's pitching?
I'ma need you to touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it, shit, do something, do something. Can you just touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it, shit, do something, do something.
She ain't never, I put my finger on her lid. Before you start lying, love, you should listen to this. I ain't saying suck it, I'm just saying touch it. If you like it, you gon' miss it, so you might as well kiss it. Grace it, love it, show affection in public. Talking to the mic like you about to spit something. But no spitting when you finally get to getting. I got the bat and the balls, and guess who's pitching? She said it's harder than Yay Z, she crazy. I put on Jay-Z and fuck her till she lazy. Whoa, I think I might dump her. You know, kick her ass out, delete the BBM and number. A waste of lips, that's a bummer. It's six man for life, y'all, we gay motherfucker. She don't like me, she's a gay motherfucker. Touch it, kiss it, play with the
so
motherfucker.
I need you to touch it, touch it, touch it. Just kiss it, kiss it. She do something. Yeah, do something. Could you please touch it, touch it, touch it. Do something. Do something.
Look, I show you how to move through a room full of hoes. Take you to my room, have you remove your clothes. First you gon' touch it, then you gon' suck it. Girl, we both grown, you down for fucking the fuck it. Rock the boat while I work that middle. Said she love to handle balls, I tell her work that dribble. Oh, me so horny, shorty, she all up on me. Baby, blow the whistle, you got me harder than concrete. And it's official. The pussy bomb like a motherfucking missile. She keeps it fresh like a couple keys of fish scale. She looking for that cannon, she ain't fucking with no pistol. That's why I tell her
touch it, touch it, touch it. And then kiss it, kiss it. She do something.
Don't play with it.
Do something.
Don't play with it.
Could you please touch it, touch it, touch it. Ow! Kiss it, kiss it.
Big
she
man.
Do something.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the legendary DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision President. You're now listening to Six Man Radio, adult, contemporary hip hop, and you don't stop.
Me tell you something.
Hey,
yo.
Matter of fact.
Yo, don't make me come at y'all. Y'all don't want a brawl. Make me run at y'all. Gun to y'all. Take it off. Run it off. Actually, this ain't fun at all. Let me talk to y'all. Done it all. Y'all ain't even begun to ball.
Nah,
went
nah.
To space on the ball. Green still stack it if the fiend still crack it.
Right?
This ain't one crying for that Billie Jean jacket. Black Reaver. Pussy ass. Don't smoke no pot neither. Mama take care of your hot fever. Neighborhood. Watch me. Close the drapes up. Make the tape duck. Take a face up. I fuck with more powder and makeup. Get a lace up. You go. Have a party for the brother. This ain't minutes, but I feel sorry for your mother. I kill like the greats did. Had to stay big for stacking in an eight.
He was only eight.
But I hate kids. And all cats think they experts. But yo, when my text works, death spurts. Wear heart and cancer. Why?
Let's get it on, baby. Cause I'm ready to start. Take your locks off the cage, cause I'm ready to bark. And niggas don't know when it's on. When the heart, niggas gon' go when it's on. Motherfuckers smash. mad trust, you know they feeling it. I'm giving it to niggas, got them thinking that they feel it. I did that, but don't go near that, you better fear that. You ain't the one that had the house with the pool, right where that. Don't make me bite you, I used to fuck with your sister. Don't make me bite you. See how I play with it, but stay with it, I'm okay with it. I'll do it, but he will be the nigga that they say did it. What you don't know is gonna get you fucked up. And what you don't know is gonna get you stuck up. This is one butt, that's what I thought. Dark man, baby, that's the short. Niggas like circles, I hurt you. That's like,
earth, yo, I'm all the world, why you what? Try your love, but I know what. You wasn't Ohio stuck, body right beside the
fuck. I'm screaming, but they're screaming ice cream. They should've fucking known there was no such thing as a night.
Hey, yo, dogs, don't play with me. I'll beat your ass from A to Z. Back you up like A&P, DMX, AMC.
Nigga, I'm a blessed nigga, it's for my slugs. I'm a stressed nigga, I'm wet niggas,
yo,
with my
thugs. Hey, yo, when niggas like to act, ain't no wonder I creep. Hey, yo, don't let me put your ass, nigga, under my feet.
Okay, now, baby, fuck with your dog. Let me know if it's real, walk in the park.
And then we hit him, slap him, flick him,
cap him,
stick him,
tap him.
Motherfuckers all know how we have him.
What my dog said.
We continue on. Do wow. K Slay. Let's go, niggas. Brand new off the Violator 2.0 album, July 24th. Shit is crazy right here. Brand new freestyle with Noriega, y'all. Come on.
Here's why they call me the ghost. I'm half live, half dead, and when it's deep, I bring all of the toast.
Whoa.
And I got more guns than most of New York. And I ain't got to say shit, cause the ghost of the talk. Bloody style, ignorant nigga. Trade pound, 4 pound, feel damn off your ligament, nigga. I'm the hardest rapper out, bitch, you digging the nigga. And like anybody who beat the swimming in the river.
Bitch, after Y.O.,
all the children are shiver. It's like, he's so gangster.
Y'all so pussy.
I'm murder y'all faggots, so y'all don't push me. All I know is going through hell. Blow on the shell, I got down so hard, I thought no one would tell. But I was damn wrong, I hold it down like my man's gone.
Damn,
I shoot anything I get my fucking hands on. To leave a coward niggas bloody like a tampon.
Double.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know.
I'm a bad girl.
Lock your windows, close your doors, if you're small, yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
My man Imp left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1 to 3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed. Yo, Biggie, let me get the vet. No need for that. Just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him. Yo, don't fake no move.
What?
Treat it like boxing. Stick and move. Stick and
nigga,
move.
You ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5, 2 point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word. Nigga even try to vote God. Have his mother sing it. It's so hard.
Yes, love. Love your fucking attitude. Because the nigga play pussy, that's the nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. Webs on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby ring and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Where's the mother? I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gas, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at?
I ain't got no motherfucker.
That's why I fucked
friend.
Your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, fuck me trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on.
Thank you.
ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you.
First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Pokey trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the street.
I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you bitch made ass bad boy
fucker. Yeah.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get Frank Wright for setting traps. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Drank and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your cloud petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit him up.
Yeah, like we always do about this time, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop, and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle.
Yeah, what up, C? What up, y'all? Another Saturday night with Six Man Radio. Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, man. Are you full?
I think I'm still full.
Yeah.
I'm just it's just massive amounts of food and family. It's like one of my favorite holidays. I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, hell yeah.
One of my favorite ones. Yeah, better than Christmas.
Well, yo, shout out to everybody that stuffed their face and got fat and is on the treadmills this weekend. Shout out to y'all. Hopefully, you know, we're providing the soundtrack for y'all to work that shit off for Monday when you go back to work.
Yeah,
man. So, it's been a beautiful, you know, beautiful last couple of weeks. You know, we ending off the season today. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ended the season two. You know what I'm saying? It's been a dope season. You feel me?
Exactly.
And,
it's been really dope.
We got a lot in store for y'all. We got a lot coming up for y'all. Six Man Radio. We also got you know, Poetic Design Radio, PD Radio. They come on Tuesday. We got Jasmine with Tell All Radio on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We got
the Woodshop.
Yeah, Woodshop.
Cobra.
On Thursday. It's ill because they do a countdown, you know, so you might want to check that out. And it's ill how she does it. You know, she has the people vote, you know. It's wild how she does it. You know, check her out, y'all, at Woodshop Radio. We also got GMS with MCMI Radio on Friday.
That's right.
And we have you, Nadine.
Last but not least.
Yeah,
we got Bodega Fresh. First and third Sundays.
Bodega
Fresh. Coming on tomorrow with my special guest, Lyric Jones. So y'all don't want to miss that. That's tomorrow at 7.
Yeah,
gotta check that out. But, you know, tonight's show is nice as well, you know.
Yeah,
thanks y'all for tuning in. We got coming up for them seed.
We got a good one, man. We got Young B, who's a young lady who signed to Coke Boys MMG, Maybach Music Group. Y'all might want to check this out. Y'all might remember her
from
her hit record. Yeah, she has a hit record, Chicken Noodle Soup.
you know, with DJ Webstar, you know, back
That's
in
right.
the days. You know, she's grown up now, you know.
Mm-hmm. So she's not a little girl.
Word up. She's got a lot of poppin', so you might want to check that out. Well, matter of fact, she's coming up in a second. In a hot minute, we're going to bring her on. So, you know, hold on. But also, later in the show, we have legendary rap group Ill & Al Scratch on the show. But they're no longer Ill & Al Scratch.
Right.
They're BUC, Brooklyn Uptown Connection. You
yeah.
know. So they on the check-in, you know, they coming up a little bit later, and we're going to see what's popping with them.
They are coming on. Oh, and you know what? It was a pretty sad week, Seed, I got to say. You know, we lost a big boxing legend, Hector
yeah.
Camacho,
yeah.
you know, unfortunately in a bad situation up in Puerto Rico, you know, got
yeah.
shot. And his partner got shot, too. His partner died, you know, on the scene, and then he died officially. I guess officially it would be today. He passed away.
Wow.
You know? Hector
wow.
Camacho, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest
Six
in peace.
Man Radio.
Yeah.
And wait, though. Here's something for you, see, because I know how you are when it comes to, you know, nostalgic television.
What's that? What you got for me? What you got?
Larry Hagman, son.
Wow, man. Yeah, man.
I Dream a Genie. He died. Yes, yes.
When?
I Dream a Genie. I think he died today or yesterday. He
no
died,
way.
Though. Yeah, and you know, he just,
J-R?
Just revived. JR just revived Dallas 2 on TNT. Just you know, they brought that whole show back, and he was on the show and everything. He was,
oh.
he was looking pretty old, but yeah. Yeah, man. I Dream
wow.
of Genie, JR, gone.
No bueno, man. And Hostess goes out of business.
Yeah.
The fuck,
yeah.
yo? No more
That stuff
Twinkie.
Ain't no good for us anyway.
But still, I would like to still have the option that if I want that shit, I can go get that shit. You feel me?
But still, how was the last time you had a Twinkie seed?
Shit, a couple months.
You lying, son. You
I swear on everything. On everything. I'm a junk food. Yo, I eat junk. I do.
Really? Yo,
yeah.
I tried to eat a Twinkie a few years back, and it just doesn't taste the same to me. Like when
nah,
I was a kid, it really tastes like a sponge cake. Like, I'ma made this for me.
That shit was great.
Yeah,
great.
Maybe in New York it sucks down here. Gotta be that, because you know.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
eat that stuff.
Girl.
You know, I gotta watch my figure seed. I can't eat that kind of stuff. That saturated fat on my thighs.
Yeah, yeah.
No, thank you.
Nah, I can dig it. I can dig it. Word up.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
We digress, though. You
okay.
know, we have a wonderful, you like the word, right? Wonderful. See, I'm trying to use more, you know, affirmative words. We have
Absolutely
a wonderful.
Fabulous.
We have a fantastic 120 minutes for you. We're glad that you're spending it with us.
Definitely.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into the music, and then we're going to bring in Young B.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
That's how we're going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to get into one of her joints in a minute before we roll into her interview. Matter of fact, let's just get into it. Six Man Radio, it's the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. And that grown up shit. Let's get it.
Yeah.
And I trained you.
Black shampoo, me hard shampoo to pour. The Fordham Warlords, the battle in Charlin. For slain game figures, figure. Wood dig the pigeon toe wall, got mud pigs behind me. Me, bad 200, the horse face hood. Never hit the wall, hit the alpha gun.
Truck turner, Eiffel Tower with solar burners. The burglar for batters that really make you a learner. With a low bin and a hole, cooking cracked out soul. We stepping up that boogie gumbo. From the bad side of that rack with zombies get left at. I'm on a deep train headed to Kingsbridge where kings live. Bury the crowns in the crooked out soil. We loyal to the renegades, pulling out that semi-stage.
Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Town. On Chattanooga Street, we walking and farming down. BDP, now welcome to the lower
five.
Boogie Town, formerly Boogie Down. On Chattanooga Street, we boogie and bombing down. BDP, now welcome to the lower bottom.
Getting his ass whipped, so he holding that gat down. His mama think it's my fault, but she listen to back down. Bobby was a fucking bum, he bumping backs down. Keep some fresh kicks, white teams to fit his ass down. Uncle Rock a wine, no, we won't put the yak down. Eric had a jump shot, but he's smoking crack now. The lunatics, the lost boys, sheep shit is whack now. Country blue crowd and crackers got him on his back now. And Sean running around with his fucking gat now. Up in niggas' crib saying where that money at, pal. Now Sandra from BK, I seen her out in Houston. That bitch travel the world, she running around boosting. I saw you got these badass kids, they a nuisance. My baby daddies never come around, they useless. Every now and then I come through on some new shit. Pearly white six, so come through too.
I'm so good, I can't help it. I'm so good, I can't help it. Love me for being me. I can't change it, can't rearrange it. I am what I am, love me. I'm so good, I can't help it. I'm so good, I can't help it. Love me for being me. Cause I can't change it, can't rearrange it. I am what I am.
We are the flyers. We are the flyers. We are the flyers.
dope. Rock goes sexy. I'm awful pretty. Yeah. I'm bougie. I'm the boys wanna kiss me. I do it for the love and the hip hop. And I'm nice, never pissy. And all my premiums with me. Cause if you hear me, it's only right that you feel me. Our body is on the nilly. I gotta give you the real me. The real P. I'm as fly as it ever gets. Come on with me and I rep it for the residents. Yeah, I just do it for them presidents. Me, this is for them haters that thinking I never would. Left hand, get it high, right hand on the side. Everybody, if you fly, let me see you one time. Like, we are the flyest airplane pilot. Higher than a mother, mother, don't you see my eyelids? Yeah, we are the flyest airplane pilot. Higher than a mother, mother, don't you see my eyelids? Yeah, we are the flyest airplane pilot. Higher than a mother, mother, don't you see my eyelids? Yeah, we are the flyest. No group, Bugatti, your body, I'm rolling you tight. Every time you see me, you see me in a new ride, ride. Cause everything better when you fly. I said everything better when you fly. And I be on that flight. Airplane pilot, you could call me that, but like Emily be my stylist. Yep. Mile highest, flight club, you should try it. Money hungry, broad starve, I'm put them on a diet. It's quiet, but if you make it rain, and if you stay paid, and I'm a mother paid. Don't you see my eyelids? And we are the flyest airplane pilot. Higher than a mother, mother, don't you see my eyelids? And we are the flyest airplane pilot. Higher than a mother, mother, don't you see my eyelids? And we are the flyest, all the flyest. And we are the flyest.
Six-Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Along with my lovely co-host, Nick D. Michelle, what up, man?
What's going on, C? We have a lovely young lady on the line.
Oh, thank you.
We have the lovely Young B, everybody.
Hey, hello. Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for joining us on Six Man, you know.
Thank you for having me.
What up? I want to take it back a little bit. A lot of people might be familiar with you, but not know that they're familiar with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
One of the big records that put you on the map was Chicken Noodle Soup record with DJ Web Star back in 06. Yo, that was a big record. It was so big that even old people old people say that shit, yo. How did
like nursing home old.
Yeah, nursing home old. Like, pension
old. They get it on Saturday Night Live. Crazy.
Right.
Yeah. How did it feel? Like, I want to start there with the feeling before we get into how you got linked up with all of that. But how did it feel to be a part of this thing?
The feeling was definitely surreal. It's like, you know, a lot of people wish for a lot of things. Like a young boys growing up wish to go to the NBA. Little kids want to sing and be famous. But it was like, it was crazy. Like, it really was, like, I was amazed. I was so shocked. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, it's something I always wanted to do. But when it happened, it was just like, what the?
Yeah.
Like, the feeling is like a feeling you can't even describe. It's just like the best ever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, because some people get success, but that was just like a global song, so it was even bigger than the opportunity that like a lot of artists get. Like, crazy.
Yeah, you.
And you
were young.
16. Yeah.
No, I was actually 14.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
How did all of that link up? How did you link up a web star? How did that transpire for the record?
He was one of the biggest party DJs in Manhattan, like in New York. He was like hosting all the popular parties. So I used to like try to sneak out because I was only like 12, 13 at the time. And I used to be like, I've got to get to these web star parties. He used to have them in like the YMCA, all different types of places. It's like all.
And he had them for teenagers, right? Not just
for the teens.
Yeah,
not just it wasn't
was chilling.
It wasn't the clubs. He had us partying like we was grown ups. But we were teens, like kids. He had skate key, everything, like every party on lock and everywhere that was popular you could think of. So I just linked up with him, and it's this boy that I knew. He gave him his mixtape. Like, I was on like one of his tapes. He's like, oh, your voice is nice, da, 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 I want to work with her. And then from there we just started making like different songs. And then Chicken Noodle Soup was when it got picked up.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
It was really crazy.
But then a little bit later, you dropped the mixtape, the Uptown Harlem mixtape.
Right. And, I was working on little projects here and there after.
So you're working on changing your name. What is that about? I guess because, you know, you've had the name for a while. Well, talk to us a little bit about that.
Right, well, I'm basically working on changing my name because, like, I'm older now, so the young kind of just caught on when I was, like, coming up or whatever, and I always hated it, but now people already attach me as it, they know, so we're going to keep using it until I could, like, gradually just go away from it.
Yeah, I can understand.
I just feel like I'm more mature, and the young is, like, not long
yet. Yeah, definitely, I can understand that. Well, as we were saying, you know, web stars, big DJ, you know, he was holding it down, and that's how you got connected. But you're originally from Harlem, of course, so you were kind of like running in that kind of movement. There was you, there was web star, P star, all kinds of like young acts coming up in Harlem. Tell us how you connected with P star.
Oh, well, at the time, Hunk, her management was assisting managing me, helping me get, like, book shows and stuff. And they from Harlem, too, so we linked up and did, like, some collabs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard from them. I haven't heard from her in a while, so I know she was on Electric Company, but it was a whole lot of movement in Harlem. Ron Browse. It was a bunch of us.
Yeah, that's really dope. I love that movement.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I try to bring that together more often.
Yeah. Shout to them, man. Shout to them.
Oh,
shout to the whole office. Yeah, you know, Ron Browse holding it down for a minute, the Ether Boy. Shout to him. Yeah, but I speak to him in a minute. I wanted to ask you, too. You had a little bit of drama with Lil Mama.
All right, here we go. People bring that up.
But you gotta remember, this is what the people want to hear. It's not even necessarily
the people love controversy. That's one.
Right. It's not necessarily us, but you know the people. This is what they use. Yeah, the intangible. Well, what happened with that? And are y'all good now?
Basically, she threw a shot at me. Like, I don't have, like, I'm very humble and down to earth. Like, I mean, I know in this industry it's like a jungle. So the same people you see going up will be the same people you see coming back down. So I treat everybody the same with respect. Like, you know, I don't try to start drama or whatever. Like, you know, like Drake said, this me, you never hear a reply for it. But at the time, me, like, I'm so, like, I just snapped instantly. She said, must be insane to ever think that a chick like B could ever see a chick like me. That's crazy. So I'm like, we keep listening to it. I'm like, no. People always throw little shots at me. All the girls that was coming up rapping at the time. So I'm just like, I don't pay no mind. But that just blew my mind because the situation that I was in, it was like, you got your own situation. You got your own deal. You don't even know what situation I'm in. Like, I was never even in a situation. I was never even signed. I just had a big song, and it made it look like I was good. She was signed to her own deal. So it's like, you coming at me thinking, just because my song is big, you got a good situation. Like, do your thing. Like, I love to see people shine. Like, I feel like I'm, like, paid in full. I always say, like, everybody eats, like... Or, like, that's how I feel. So it's just like I felt some type of way. So then I just threw shots, but it's still like it was nothing, you know. It wasn't that serious. We could have did a song together, like you know, like I like unity because the females, they don't unite. Like, they get on and everybody want to feel like I'm the queen, I'm this, I'm that. That's
so
why I like the guys. I like the guys because they everybody together. Like, French is on a song with YMCMB and. It's MMG, it's Bad Boy, it's Coke Boys, like everybody's together. Once a girl get on, it's like I'm the only one and everybody knows I'm the best. Like, why you can't get a group of girls that's trying to come up and unite, you know?
It's the catty mentality, B.
It's a catty mentality, but it's also a broke mentality at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that. I like your way of thinking. I like it a lot.
It is, because I'm definitely all about my paper. At the end of the day, like, I got to feed my family. Everybody got to eat. And I'm in a position and an opportunity where I can take care of my whole family by doing the right thing. So it's like, if you could unite with somebody and they popping in this region, like me and Trina. Trina's my big sis. She's popping in Miami. I do a song with her. Now I have Miami, too. Like, you know, it helps.
Exactly. So. I like it. I like it a lot.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So
females
so.
Need to know how to stick together. The cattiness is just corny.
Now, chicken noodle soup, that made you tour the world, or did you go overseas with that as well?
I mean, we got a show booked in Japan. We did Bermuda. I did the Bermuda Drumline in 2008. I did Turks and Caicos. We did a bunch of places. We did everything. Oprah, Regis and Kelly, Ellen DeGeneres.
Wow.
ABC, NBC, CBS, BET, everything, every single thing. I could keep naming on and on and on. We did everything. Madison Square Garden, Radio City Hall. I did everything.
And those televised
joints. That's why I can't stop.
The televised joints is dope because you get checks. You keep getting checks every time they beat you. I mean, it goes down. It goes down. The amount. But
right.
It's dope,
right? But it's still something.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's off the hook.
Right.
Yeah, man. So yo, B, I wanna talk about one of the records that they sent to me, the Airplane Flies joint. I was digging it.
Right.
And to be real, I was actually surprised. They sent me the pink cocaine joint.
Overdose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. That's hot. That's more of a along the lines of the very pop. Very pop. I can definitely see it going there. Definitely see it.
I'm very pop at heart, but you know I gotta keep it. I gotta do something on the street.
Right, the Airplane Fly. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and the Airplane Fly joint. Shit was tough. We're going to get into that. We're going to play that. But before we get into that, before we let you go, we ask all our guests, we ask them the same question. And it's three. It's your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups all time, and your top three producers all time.
Wow. That's something somebody never asked me. So,
yeah.
All right. So we starting off with top three MCs?
Yeah.
Okay, I would definitely have to say Jay-Z, of course. I'm a host there. Missy Elliott.
Nice.
And right now, I would have to throw in my era, I would say Meek Mills.
Okay.
I'm going to mix it up. I mean, because I can't really say top three because it's a whole bunch, but I'll just say that for now. That's the three I'll pick. All right, so what's the next three?
Groups?
Well, I like Total. I definitely like Total. Destiny's Child, of course. That's my favorite. And The Lox.
All right. And your top three producers?
Swiss Beats, Von Browse, and... Uh, you know, my third producer, I would say. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going to give it to my uncle because he made chicken noodle soup.
Okay,
all right. The drizzle. Shout out to the
All right.
Word up. Well, yo, Young D, man, thank you. Thank you for calling
up. Thanks for having me. Anytime. Definitely. I mean, if y'all want to know anything else that's going on, definitely just hit me up. And I'm always here. Thanks for having me. And interview was cool.
Well, what's your Twitter?
Okay. Everything is They Love Young. It's TheyLoveYoung. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, everything is They Love Young.
All right. We going to follow you. And y'all make sure y'all follow her as well. And B, don't hang up because I want to get a drop from you real quick, too. All right?
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
Six Man Radio, we'll be back.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Bam! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy!
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Your piece is la-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. What? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause that cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And
did it again, nigga. Fucked up, right? I know. I know what y'all niggas asking y'all, so. You gonna ever fall off? No. A lot of speculation on the monies I've made.
honeys I've slayed. How is he for real? Is that nigga really paid? Monsters I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck, but only a single going gold? Rockefeller shit foe, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charging motherfuckers 11 for a O? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams, harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my bro, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in L.A. with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is, how bad you want to know? Black. How we do? 98, Primo remix, it ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing, jiggas still dipping, chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week, find me in the kitchen, still in the game, nigga, hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you, cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do, knowing I'm supposed to style? I'm the hustler's poster child, rock lizards and crocodile, live ironic and whatnot, put all that ice on the face of a watch, just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages, rocks in the air looking like blue lasers, never fool gazes, act cool rages, I smack them with the two aces, Mac double one, nigga I'm troublesome, all I got for chicks, hard dick and bubblegum, flip bricks like Fred Barney rubble in them, it's the Rockefeller clique, what's fucking with them, not a damn thing nigga, we doing our damn thing, black, how we do, come on,
sounds so beautiful, don't you agree ladies and gentlemen,
ha. Well, they call me J-Ho because the flow is religious. Never since I was 16, I was holding digits. I've seen the industry clearer, as if I had coke in the trunk and cops in the rear mirror. I slow flows y'all to death, so y'all hoes know who's best. Jigga, the flow be, I bendito. For the mommies, I hable español, bichito. Oete, I got timing like a Segway. Now holla back, baby. J-Z. You motherfucking right. In the darkest nights, let off my gun for light. To guide y'all through, show you how it's done. I'm the question and the answer like Iverson. Jet be private ones, no gate to lift. So when I take flight, it's from hang with six, bang with this. Wake up with one in your brain, and the cocaine flows straight, numbing your pain. This ain't your speed, young man. Running your lane, so I could come through doing 100 and change. I put one in your brain, picture that. Who's running the game? Let's get to that. I guess we one in the same, 1,000,001. Once again, Novocaine flow, hold you ain't know. Like a baller in an Impala, Jigga remain low. Then I pop up, tear your block up, and kick off like soccer. In a Range roll, twist holes like ankles. To the next time, nigga. I hit y'all with 1,000,000 more, get more.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been shackled on the bus? Are you afraid to die? Most of y'all niggas never did biz. Your hands never got dirty. Me, myself, I'm a thug. And I live and die for this shit. 25 to life, the entity, forever and ever.
Yo, yo, we know got it. We live by the gun, die violent. Y'all niggas talk to police, my team moving silent. We overpower the beast, design crime science. It's like one in the street, illegal life for lying. It's all gravy, we cop the AV money flow. My gangster mentality, preventing me to fall. I write the scrolls that awaken all the dead souls. This world made me too cold, my heart's a black hole. I move blindly in the cut, but these never find me. I try to run from my past, shit is safe behind me.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been shackled on the bus? Are you afraid to die? Most of y'all niggas never did biz. Your hands never got dirty. Me, myself, I'm a thug. And I live and die for this shit. 25 to life, the entity, forever and ever.
Yo, yo, we know got it. We live by the gun, die violent. Y'all niggas
talk to police, my team moving solid. We overpower the beast, design crime science. It's like the one in the street, illegal life for lying. It's all crazy, we cop the AV money slow. My gangster mentality, preventing me to fall. I write the scrolls that awaken all the dead souls. This world made me too cold, my heart's a black hole. I move blindly in the cut, but these never find me. I try to run from my past, shit is safe behind me. Logic, too many skeletons in closets. You deserve to get it back like a safe deposit. I'm handcuffed to the project for Wall Street. Matrix, we dodge bullets like warp speed. I'm from the 41st side, that's where I plan C. Even the pain with fiends, my niggas burn weed. Black love, black mask, sit at the table like the mafia, lifted glass. When it's time to go to war, we'll be the first to blast. My worst fear is a stray bullet killing a kid. Born and raised where the fiends live. My pops did a state bid. All my niggas is locked and full of hatred. We can't make it, caught in the beast, side naked. That's why I spit immortal thug shit on every record. It's thug apparel, resurrect the crime barrel. My thoughts travel like hollow tips through the barrel. It's all official, I hold a laser beam trying to hit you. My team died and came back, that's how we come and get you. My arrow missile penetrating through your body tissue. Kidnap your wife and your kids, make it a foul issue. Crime rate, violate, guerrilla mind state. We all trying to escape, clapping at the gate. Back to holy wars, my soul be inside of yours. For all my niggas who brawl, locked behind the walls. For all my niggas who brawl, locked behind the walls. Black love, black man, sit at the table like the mafia, lift the glass. When it's time to go to war, we'll be the first to blast. I need to slow down my speed. The police break me off for something I don't need. Have me caught up in the law till I'm forced to bleed. My niggas fall on the floor, give a law they flee. Why does the black cloud follow everywhere I be? Have me scared up in the mirror at the men I see. Slip constantly, cause my lady killed my seed. Took his life before he even had a chance to breathe. Said she killed him cause she didn't want a grower like me. Like the Godfather Part 3 as far as I see. Try to stop me, I thought we had love, our kids. Older niggas coming home, younger niggas get stuck. Like, having weed and not having a Dutch. Tight fucked up, knowing that you could get bucked. Lead a hood, try to come back and then get stuck. Lead a hood, try to come back and then get at the table like the mafia, lift the glass. When it's time to go to war, we'll be the first to blast. Real niggas shoot first and ask questions last.
Yo, you know Nori, type of nigga, stay real truck. I ain't the type to fight a nigga, just blaze you up. What the fuck, all y'all niggas wanna say what? Why y'all halfway thugs, sounding halfway butt? If you ain't wait, what the bus, then shut the fuck up. Niggas is snakes, in other words, just like dicks. Y'all sell rap, you can sell crack on crates. It's like a Stockton shot, won't look when it drop. Yo, I hate to have to sit my niggas all in your spot. Like Swiss R, you can rain all in your car. Bust the bus, plug the engine, with bananas. Even if they lose our sight, we still got cameras. We play the game like the movie, smoke Lucy. Big on, but my favorite song still juicy.
Cold caption, son don't even know what's happening. Before the second thought, make you feel the wrath of my clapping. Fire flashing, two holes up in your head matching. Dope fiend in the corner, itch from eight scar scratching. We make the nutter butter, thick creamy shit from the gutter. Paranoid these niggas, flip and make their heartbeat flutter. You the sucker, lace you up with a box cutter. Your mother love her, I'm a son like you ain't even his brother. Pussy nigga, flip up to the match with you nigga. Pose a violent threat, immediately black on you nigga. Ski masking, fuck whatever question you asking. Bust the rhyme and don't be one to trend, connect, reattaching. Hold your corner, violate and cross the border. Try to catch my jewels, fine with your tape recorder. Fuck is wrong with you, don't you know we fall to the end. Battlefield shit. Let most squads to get in.
Yeah, what's good? Listen, right now, this is Elder Sensei, Jersey Artifacts. Listen, right now, you're checking out my man Bad C and Nadine, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Man, you better sit back, let your shit relax. Six Man Radio, we out. Peace, Elder Sensei.
Ain't ready for this shit, bitch. Not at all. Ruger. Top gunners, top gunners. Yeah. Top gunners, top gunners. Get upset. They just turned my mic up. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I just got my jury clean. Can you see me now?
Can y'all fuck with me?
Ha good. Yeah. Y'all niggas better get ready.
Get ready.
For early grave, that is. Living by the mafia rules like Gotti would.
Yep.
I go broke, do a sex tape with Megan Good, and sell it to Hollywood.
Woo.
Competition, they all die.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, you the fall guy.
Uh-huh.
Baby, I'm the big potato. He's a small fry.
Yeah.
I got money, I ain't got a front on you.
Nope.
I let you keep your chain, remember? I got one on you.
Not
that's
fun.
Your crew, they ain't tough. They gon' run on you.
Yeah.
I need a guinea pig. Let me test my gun on you.
See,
I can show you where to cop the white and get the tan.
Damn.
You getting money, don't forget your man.
Man.
You flood the bezel, don't forget the band.
Play.
The rapper's wrestler, then I'm business man.
Uh-huh.
My little homie just got initiated, and he gotta eat something just to show me he ready.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers, you looking like spaghetti. I'm perfect timing with the diamonds, so you know you gotta BBS me.
Yeah.
I'm out of this world, girl. You can't GPS me.
No.
Get ready, my nigga. Get ready. I told you that I'm coming for you, fatty. So, nigga, get ready. Jason, Michael Myers, Freddy. Fuck them. I'm more scary. So, nigga, get ready. Fully loaded. I'm rolling. I'm focused. But you know this. Yup. Get ready, nigga.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, home of dubstep, rap, hip hop, and growing the sex at R&B that you love, nigga. Bad C, my name, and Dean Michelle is her name.
That's
what up?
Me.
What up?
Yeah. Man? Yeah, I'm chilling now. Young B is such a lovely young lady. Wow, I
yeah.
Say it like that. But yeah, she seems to have her head on straight and everything. I'm happy to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Hopefully, you know, I see good things for her, man. God willing, you know. Shout
out. Yeah, she's grinding out there, so y'all look out for her.
They're yeah, no. But yeah, we just wanted to pop in real quick.
What people?
Yeah. We wanted to pop in real quick, make sure y'all still with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was going in with the music a little bit. We got Killin' Now Scratch. Well, now they're called Brooklyn Uptown Connection.
BUC. That's right. BUC.
We got them. Yeah, we got them on the check-in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you know what? Let's just get into it. Six Man Radio.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip-hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, nigga?
What's up, C? What's up, people? We got a special duo on the line, C.
Yeah, yes, sir. And real talk, some really good niggas. Ladies and gentlemen, Illin' Now Scratch, formerly Illin' Now Scratch, now they are BUC, the Brooklyn Uptown Connection. What's good,
that's
fam?
Right.
Yo, what's good, people?
We in the building. We on the phone. Whatever, we gonna get it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What up?
Word up, yo. Y'all been doing it for a real long time, and the. What I want to ask y'all right off top is what y'all think of how the game is now, of the state of hip hop at this present moment right now. How y'all feel about it? You loving it?
As far as the game right now, I think the game. This is Ill speaking. I think the game right now is great. I think there's a lot of people out there winning right now, and I think you know, with the technology that we have today, it makes it easier for you to interact with the fans and the music out there. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
All right. Yeah, because from where we was coming up, before I even get into that, I'm gonna break down what we're trying to do here with the Six Man Radio thing. It's the home of adult contemporary hip hop. Basically, we feel like hip hop should be segregated, like rock and roll is segregated. You know what I'm saying? Grammy categories and all that. Rock and roll got heavy metal, they got soft rock, you know, alternative rock. We should have an adult contemporary hip hop category and let the kids have quote unquote hip hop, because hip hop's always been geared to the youth. You know what I'm saying? We grew up. Hip hop didn't, and it's not. You know what I mean? So, because even as an artist myself, I feel like sometimes it's turned into something it's not supposed to turn into. You know. So that's pretty much where yo how do y'all feel about the actual sound of the music though, as opposed to where we came from with it.
Yo, this is Al speaking. Just to build on that analogy you just gave, that was kind of dope. I never even looked at it like that, you know what I'm saying? When you broke that rock shit down like that, that's crazy. But I would say, you know, since it's hip-hop, like how you said it, I think that the kids should more have what we call nowadays rap, because if you're a real hip-hop head, you know, whether he was a breakdancer, graffiti artist, you know what I'm saying, DJ, or rapper...
Yeah.
First you was one of those things, but you was included under that umbrella of hip hop. So I don't even think we should just give them hip hop. Let's like give rap and then say hardcore rap or smooth rap or whatever it's gonna be. But that was a dope analogy. As far as the sound right now, I think production is crazy right now. Even though it's real digital, and I was one, you know, Al Scratch. I was a DJ when CDs and all that shit came out. It was kind of like I was against all of that. Now. People DJing, they ain't even carrying crates. It's just like they got their laptop with a couple of external drives. So I think it's a beautiful thing as far as, you know, the older DJs, you don't want to be carrying 30 or 50 crates. That's a good thing. But of course,
true. <that's> right. You were fighting the CDs when they came out. You were dead against it.
Yo, man, let me tell you something. I had to pay niggas to help me carry my crate. So I'm like, yo, if I was DJing right now, that laptop thing would be a smooth thing. But as far as production, because I'm still doing the production thing, you know what I'm saying, for the BUC and some other artists we're going to get going. But it's like the way we can now produce, instead of using the SD-1200, the 950, all this hard external gear, everything is done inside my Apple. And it's just crazy, man. It's real more... It's more efficient, you know what I'm saying? It's just a smoother way to go, man. And you got all kinds of sounds where you ain't got to go fish and create your own sounds. Everything is online. It's bananas right now.
Right. It's almost like too easy, I feel sometimes. Like the younger generation has it easy, don't you think?
Do they have it easy? I think they
have a little easier,
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever you put in the situation is what you get out of it. So if you look at it as being easy, then it's gonna be easy. You know, if you look at it as like a challenge and you try to put a little bit more effort into it, that's when you come up with those bangers. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all how you look at it. But yeah, it's definitely way easier to put the music together right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So
it's a perfect
Go ahead, I'm sorry, it's a perfect time.
No, I was saying it's a perfect time for BUC to jump in the game and let the people know we back with this music that we just got together recently. We just did like 60 songs in the last few months, and all of them just fire. We're getting a lot of positive feedback on
the group, on the music, on the little couple artists that we're working with. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was crazy when C told me he had you guys, because I was just reading, I think it was just last week, the first week of October, about your new video, the bungee jump video, right? And I was like, oh, wow, B-U-C. And it was just really crazy, you know what I'm saying? What made you go from Illin' Out Scratch to B-U-C? Why B-U-C now?
Oh, well, you know what it is that B-U-C, I mean, that's just an abbreviation for what we always been. You know, we always been Brooklyn Uptown Connection. You know, Illin' Out Scratch. I mean, even if you listen to our first product, our first music or whatever you see on there, you know what I mean? We always shouting out where we from, because, you know, that's what it is. That's what you do. You always rep where you from. So it's like the Brooklyn, the Uptown connection. When I got with Raspy, it was like a connection. You know what I'm saying? From Uptown, I was from Brooklyn. So we always went by Brooklyn Uptown connection. So right now, we just basically put that in the forefront. We feel like, you know, right now, we got to rep where we from. You know what I mean? We from Brooklyn. We from New York. And, you know, people need to know that. So, you know, that's where that BBC is coming from right now.
And when I first heard of you guys, I remember seeing an interview, and this is way back. And the next question after that would be, what made you want to become an MC? But one of you guys is actually a stockbroker.
Used to be, that's right. Well, you know what it is that sometimes in life, you know, you get opportunities that you take advantage of, you know. And I was blessed with the opportunity to you know, get involved with that. And that was a little bit before the music. And I was actually you know, just doing music for fun, for the love of it. I wasn't really even trying to, like, get a deal and, you know, trying to make, you know, and do all of this. It was just a fun thing to me, you know what I mean? And my man LG, he's the dude that produced with my homies, you know, one of our first producers. That's Easy Movie brother. He used to give me beats. Yeah, he used to always give me beats and just come build with me all the time. And you know what I mean? I used to write rhymes and just rhyme on the beats and stuff, you know, and shit. I don't know if I could curse, but shit like that.
Oh, yeah, you could curse.
Yeah, because I don't know what kind of audience I got, but yeah. You know, so at that point, you know, it was just real easy for me to just rhyme, you know what I mean? So LG was like, yo, I'm working on a joint with my man, Al Scratch. Called me up, told me to come down there and get it in. And when I came down there, I met Raspy. And I was like, yo, this nigga's dope. You know what I mean? It's slow, it's hot. We did a couple of joints that night. I think we did like 3 or 4 joints like that night. And from there, people was hearing the music that we had did, and he was like, yo, y'all should stay together. And then from there, you know, that's when we did the homies real quick and put that out. People was vibing to it. So it was just like,
I go front. I go front. Ill voice was stand out. Like, it was like you that's one of my favorite things about MC is if your voice is really, really, really distinctive, like Snoop, and when he get on the track, you know it's Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Big. You know it's Big. You feel me? Pac, and so on and so forth. So salute to that, man. Salute to that, because that's definitely something that resonates, you know.
Yo, appreciate that.
What made y'all actually want to? Did y'all actually break up as a group? Was it a breakup or?
Oh no, never.
Always together.
Never that.
Let me say this right now. Listen, Al Scratch. Yeah.
Oh, handle that, nephew.
Get the mic on. I hope everybody's listening to this. You know what I mean? Al Scratch. A.K.A. Uncle, A.K.A. Alphonse, is always going to be my family. That's like my brother. We stick together. We move together. Ever since I met him, we've been tight. We never even had an argument about one thing. You know what I'm saying? Our personalities never clashed. None of that. We always been in contact the entire time. Like, he's my family. My kids call him Uncle. His kids call me Uncle. We like brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's never, it's never any kind of static ever.
Word.
What y'all think is happens to these groups that they break up? Because the wild part about it, some of my favorite rap groups broke up over stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think is missing over there?
Yo, honestly, nephew, can I tell him the truth on this one, B?
I think you should, son.
Yo,
Yo, man, a lot of niggas get it fucked up when they, when money start coming into the game. And no disrespect, but if you never really had money in your cipher, or you really, you really never really had niggas that was with you, and y'all know how to break bread and chop a dime up and chop a dollar down, that's what happens, man. Some niggas get greedy. Like, let's say, take, for example, me and my partner. Before we let a label rape any one of us, or we get raped by any deal, we'll pull a plug on it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to know what happened. Oh, y'all could have did this, y'all should stop. But nah, if the numbers ain't right, if the math ain't right, me and my man ain't doing it. Because I'm not going to be at the end of the day getting more than what he getting, and he ain't going to be at the end of the day getting more than what I'm getting. We 50-50 down the line. And I think if groups kept it 50-50, we would see a lot more dope rap groups that would still be together. Kind of like when you see these rock groups. You know what I'm saying? And it always boiled down to the money, man. When, they, when these labels get in, what's that rule number Q-Tip said?
4,080.
Come on, B. That's what it is, man. That's the real science to it. But with me and my man Ill, we never had that problem. And that's why we're going to always be together forever, tougher than leather, like Running D said.
That is God.
Besides that, it's not really even a money thing with me. It's more like, you know, if you got love for your man, or y'all got love for each other, and y'all do, you know, if regardless if it's music or if it's just whatever, like, in general, like, if you got love for a nigga, like, let's say a nigga get locked up, you go to jail, whatever. If that's my man, I'm going to have to stay in contact with him, you know, just because he might be able to fix it temporarily or whatever. That don't really, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, once you got a bond with somebody and it's true love and it's true friendship, you know, shit shouldn't change. That's just, you know, that's just, you got to be rolling with some real niggas. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't be dealing with fake niggas. If you're dealing with fake ass niggas, then that's what's going to happen.
Because you guys work with mad people. I mean, you guys came into the scene, you were collaborating with big names and stuff. And then I never thought you guys broke up. I just didn't know what happened. You know what I mean? I never heard anything bad or anything crazy. I just never heard again. And I'm like, yo, what happened to them? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? You know? So I was like, what happened there?
With our situation, I mean, just so you know, it was a label issue, which really, like, this time we're moving forward, so we ain't really going to get into that. But you know how it goes with labels. Sometimes it was a real label issue with us for a minute.
Right.
And that kind of distracted us and threw us off course from you know, as far as making music, like, you know, out in the public. But we always had love for music, so I always been writing rhymes and, you know, kicking it with Raz, being like he said, he's always been a DJ and a producer. Plus, that nigga's hot on the mic, too. So we always been, like, you know, building and, you know, keeping it tight with the music and keeping our flow up and all that stuff like that. So.
And I want to commend you for keeping it like that.
Say it again.
Go ahead. I said I want to commend you guys for being this way because, like you said, that money coming, wow, people just change. They just... Our society makes us feel like you should feel like that about money. You should be cutthroat and things. And when things like when you behave this way and give that kind of energy, money is always going to be hard to come towards you. But once you accept it for what it is and see it for what it is, you never have to worry about being in the limelight or anything like that because that money is always going to come. I mean, that's just the law, you know. That's law of the land. That's law, period, you know. So... I definitely just want to commend you for being this way, you know, and this interview is really deep for me right now. Yeah, I'm really loving it. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, I was just going to say, in addition to, you know, like Nephew was saying, you know, a little label situation, but, you know, for those that don't know, during that time in hip-hop, you know, it was kind of like the fun was sucked out of the game. I mean... You had big names, big stars, big brothers that was going to do real things that got killed. And, like, you know, it was like me and my man was always, like, representing for Brooklyn and Uptown, but we always had love from the West Coast. And it was like things just got twisted so much. It was kind of like we had to fall back. I mean, the game was changing. It was getting digital. I mean, people just started, rappers started growing and becoming and developing into their own, where it was like, nah, I don't even want to deal with a label. Let me own my own business. So a lot of things changed, and we had to just sit back and analyze and see how we was going to jump back in and get in where we fit in it. And I think, like my man said, right now is the right time because it's a beautiful thing, man. We definitely about to pop some head knockers off for everybody. We know a lot of people have been waiting for a long time for the Ill and Now. But the book,
that's the name of the album,
about
right?
to drop some joints. Yeah, that's the mixtape, man.
All right.
That's the mixtape coming soon.
All right. All right. Yeah, because I think I saw
Straight
somewhere.
Fire.
It's coming out this winter, right? I saw somewhere it's coming out this winter.
Yeah, head knockers. That's what the article
read. And that's only because, you know, we got to get a little music out there before we drop the mixtape. So, because the mixtape already done, basically. We got a lot of songs, a lot of material, whatever. You know, we're really excited. We got a lot to say, a lot of shit pent up, ready to just explode and just let these niggas know what time it is.
All right, cool. Well, you know what? Before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same questions, brother. Your top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, top three producers all time.
Okay, well, catch me off guard with that just still. But, I mean, I love a lot of artists, a lot of, as far as MCs, I mean,
yeah.
I grew up in the Rakim era.
Yeah.
I really can't say one, two, or three, like put them in a... You know what I mean? But my top three...
Now, it don't gotta be a specific order. Yeah, it don't gotta be an order.
Yeah, well, Rakim is definitely in my top three because he inspired a lot of, you know, just a lot of shit that you hear even today. I mean, this dude is just way ahead of his time. If you listen to his lyrics, you know, if you take away the music, you listen to what he was talking about, this shit was just incredible. And as far as, like, Sloan and, you know, Biggie was definitely... one of my favorite rappers that was out there. And I have to say Tupac, too. You know, I got love for Pac. So, you know, I have to go with those three. As far as producers, DJ Premier, that nigga's crazy. He's crazy for a minute. Dr. Dre, definitely. Huh? Yeah, Dr. Dre definitely got to be up there. And, let me think. Probably, think about that because it's a couple of people, but I mean, Timbaland used to be hot, but right now he ain't really hot. But I give him a lot of credit for what he did. Manny Fresh, I mean, there's a lot of dudes you can pick for that third spot.
Nice pick,
yeah.
As far as groups, I mean, Run DMC, definitely. Public Enemy, definitely. And excluding me and Raspy, I would have to go with maybe like N.W.A. Show them some love. So when they first came out and I heard they album, I was like, what is this? This is totally different.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Ice Cube. I was like, this shit is banana. I mean, like the first record, they first record together, that shit was fire. So
yeah,
that's
N.W.A. N.W.A. and Posse joint.
Yeah, that's fire. When I first heard that, I was like, yo. That's how I thought about P.E.'s record, when I first heard P.E.'s record, too.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, God damn, this is totally different than, like, bananas. So, yeah, that's my South Beach groups.
All right. Wow, only three. They only giving us three, nephew. There's so many dope MCs in the game.
Can they get three each? I don't know. What you think, Steve?
Even
though we're a group, he's an individual. He got to tell you his top three.
Give him three.
Yo, I'm with Nephew on a couple of things, though. It's crazy because we all from the same era. But when I think of MCs, I'm definitely thinking of just, like, lyrics. Because to me, as a former DJ, I'm thinking when I'm cutting the breakbeat up, the dude that's saying the shit that's making everybody go, oh, that's hot. So I would definitely throw Rakim up in there. I gotta give it to the homie Nas, man, because that's just, that dude is like, he said about the God, he's just like beyond his years. And then another nigga that was just fire, straight fire, was G-Rap. I'm talking about where every bar, every line is just killing you. All three of them dudes, every bar, you're gonna learn or you're gonna get destroyed. So, gotta go with those three. You know what I'm saying? As far as groups, I'm definitely with the Running D because they crushed it and killed it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Another dope group was, only three?
Yeah.
another dope beat was Wu. I was just right now, I was just listening to some EPMD shit, man. Unfinished
Business.
Yeah. That's, I think that me and Nephew got some unfinished business, so definitely EPMD. But I got to throw my niggas MOP up in there, B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
But,
yeah, they're up the street.
Producers, I definitely got to go with, like Nephew said, I got to go with Dre, Primo, and then, like, let me give it to a nigga for right now. I got to go with Yeezy Rush right now, man, because Kanye's definitely producing an array of just magnificent
ridiculousness. Yeah.
Just like, he giving life to rappers that, you know, most people would count out of the game.
Exactly.
So I got to give it to him.
Yeah, all right. Both official list. There it is. You already know. BUC, Brooklyn, Uptown, Connection. Ill-announced, formerly ill-announced scratch, but they still ill-announced scratch.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Check
that
radio,
man. Where my homies? And you'll hear that last line where we go, buck, buck, buck is the sound, then you drown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already know.
We appreciate y'all having us on too, man. Thanks for the love. You know what I'm saying?
Fellas, all day, man. Y'all got a home here. Anything y'all got, send it over. You already know it's good as fun. There it is.
Exactly.
Six Man Radio. Word up. And thanks for calling. Don't hang up. We want to get a drop from y'all too.
We got you right now.
All right, for sure. Six Man Radio. We'll be back.
Should be played at high volume.
Yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's the Six Man Radio, that adult contemporary hip hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
It makes it easier to bear.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, suck man. I adopted these niggas, still a drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Total shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the G450, I might curse it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased.
Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Day is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign, as you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change, and pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Come back into the world. Just grabbing the store over here. Just be moving, out to Culinary Cats right here. We need you to feel me.
Hey, yo. Rappers stepping to me. They want a brick, son, but I'm the chef. My price is 26, son. Moving by my left, 32 of those are open locker doors. Soldier got locked up, blow killed the doctor. Flamboyant police is X5s watching my loft. So many leeches, I just left it in war. I'm flow wicked, Miami money moving, man, ridiculously. Geico on the arm, froze, rose gold with me. Take baths with white women, lingerie see-through. Taking trips to Iran, my Spanish nigga people. Selling drugs to Flatbush, call my nigga Cecil. Snub with the black gloves on Half Moon Creek. Chilled them in the Bahamas, his white brand, white van pulled up. They caught him out in Brooklyn with a white man. Flooded out, rolled out, sister was gone, she geeking. She threw the rifle in her mouth and said, good evening, y'all. Paul Wall, real line to get money, crime thieves. I know her from Africa, pretty smile, nine teeth. Gold joint frames, only Louis Vuitton pony. Leather with the matching sweat on, yo. Knock the ash off the blunt, confront niggas who cunt. Swing an axe, sax niggas, rhyme different from guests. Specialize in mic rippers, slashes. We the last skippers, big rocks in a block.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, and that grown and sex and R&B, the true love. It's your boy, Bad C and Nate D.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Six Man Radio, another Saturday night, Thanksgiving
man.
Day weekend.
Yeah, man.
Doing it
down.
Up, doing it up. So,
yeah, good show, man.
It's a great show. Another great show. End of the season.
Yeah, end of the season. Wow. Yo, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna put together a blooper reel for New Year's probably, yo, because we got a lot of bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all probably don't even know about, y'all. Like, we got some bloopers from when the artist that called up was doing drops and shit from the interviews. Yo, we got some hilarious shit, man. We gonna put together a little blooper reel. We gonna play that shit. Y'all gotta hear this shit.
Crazy.
Y'all gotta hear this shit, man. But you know what? I ended with Wu because what I'm gonna do is, our first show, starting season three, what we going to do, man? Hold up, man. I think I got to pull the music because they ain't even hearing me. What we're going to do is we're going to have a tribute to Wu-Tang Clan next Saturday. Now, we might be able to pull a guest out of our ass. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Anything can happen with Six Man Radio. Like, you have no idea. We don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? Regardless, we're going to have a Wu-Tang party in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
indeed.
You know, if you a Wu-Tang fan like we Wu-Tang fan, we want y'all to call up and show your love. And during the course of the week, Tweet us your requests, man, and make sure you put hashtag Six Man Radio in it. You know, let us know what you want to hear on that Wu-Tang tribute, man. We gonna go all out. We gonna play everything, man.
Oh,
everything.
Damn, you know what, Steve? I'm over here enjoying my Thanksgiving weekend. I got a show next Saturday.
Oh.
I got a show next Saturday. If you're in NYC, come check me out. I'm representing Six Man Radio still to the core, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Recoup Lounge. Might as well say it's a Six Man Radio production.
What time?
I'm going to be in the building repping it. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. I go on at 8 o'clock. The doors are open at 8. I'm going to be representing the Lower East Side because that's where it's located.
It's
called Recoup Lounge. It's at
Recoup
210, Lounge. Mm-hmm, 210 Riverton Street. So come on out next Saturday. It's $10 at the door. I'm going to be performing. It's going to be a live band. It's going to be really dope. So, you know, check me out.
Make sure y'all show y'all love. Y'all out and about, man. Y'all out and about. Show love, yo.
Yeah.
The Recoup Lounge.
Recoup Lounge. I'm going to be performing the first time in a minute, y'all. So, you know, y'all out here, come and support. Because, you know, I'm going to be a little nervous. Do you get nervous when you hit the stage?
A nah, man, nah. No? Yo, I be so hyped.
You have like
to just
a ritual?
Run out there and fuck that shit up.
Do you have like a ritual? Like when you go perform, is it like something you do right before you hit the stage? Or, you know,
I
take any advice.
I get high.
Okay.
I drink.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
I get high when I drink, you know. You know, it depends. Sometimes I say a prayer, you know.
Right.
The only thing that might stop me from saying a prayer is if I'm a little bit too inebriated to say a prayer. And I would think that it would be kind of disrespectful to do so. So I don't.
Right,
and then I just thank him after and then repent for being bent. You know?
Repent for being bent. I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You feel me?
So yeah, just if you out there, come through. But I like that advice. I do need to relax a bit, so I have to find time to kind of stick it in there a little bit without like being obvious. You know what I mean?
You got this, though, man. Like real talk. I think that it, of course, it's the anxiety. But once you get on there, you know you about to just tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even gonna be worried about it, y'all. Trust me. It's just the anxiety because you know you want it to be dope. You know, you're a perfectionist. You just want it to be dope. So that's all.
Yeah, man.
But, I feel you. But, yeah, man, yo, great show, you know. And
shout out to Filling Out Scratch and Young B.
Yeah, shout out
for
to
stopping by, blessing us.
Yeah,
and
man.
In a fabulous season, I must admit.
Yeah, man. Season dose on them. And now we're going to come back with season trace.
Sounds right. So, y'all check me out tomorrow on Bodega Fresh, where I'm going to have Little Jones. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. You know, we keep it going here on Six Man Radio. Like, every time we got something for you, no matter what.
Yes. And, if you get a second, call in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. If I get a second and I'm mad, relaxed, and calm, I'm going to call right in like, I'm about to use the stage, Six Man Radio's in the building. You know what I mean?
You already know. But you know what? We're going to get up out of here. We want to say thank you all our listeners, man. You know what I'm saying? We here every week, man. Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. Same bat station, y'all. You already know, Bad Seed, Nadine Michelle, we here all the time, y'all, Six Man Radio. And we will see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Hey, yo, check it out. It's your man, Dot X, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip-hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is. Daddy X, the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
Hey, you want some of this shit?
I don't want that shit.
I don't give a fuck. I don't play that shit. And I'm finna bust a cap with a nigga. Man, shut the fuck up. Slow down. You see that brick house right there? That's the nigga crib. When he come out, you gotta tighten his ass up. I'ma get in over car. Alright.
Dump it, the drama really means nothing to me. I ride by and blow your brains out. It's no time to cock it. No way you can stop it when niggas run up on you with them things out. I do what I gotta do. I don't care if I get caught. The DA could play this motherfucker, take me court. I kill you. I ain't playing. To your fucking skull, get popped, and your brain hop out the top like Jack in a Box.
Yeah.
In the hood, summertime is a killing season. It's hot out with this bitch, that's a good enough reason.
Woo.
I see gangsters get religious when they start bleeding. Say, Lord Jesus, help me, cause they ain't bleeding. When that window roll down and that AK come out, you can squeeze your little handgun until you run out. Then you can run for your backup. The machine gun shells gon' tear your back up. Guards on your side, shit, I'm alright with that. We gon' reload them clips and come on right back. It's a fact, homie. You go against me, you fuck. I get the drop if you can duck. You look here, the lady. Look, nigga. Don't think you're safe cause you moved out the hood. Cause your mama's still around, dog.
dog, and that ain't good. If you be smart, you be shookin' me. Cause I get tired of looking for you. Spray your mama crib and let your ass look for me.
It's deep cocky and dumb, but the drama really means nothing to me. I'm by and blow your brains out. There's no time to cock it. No way you can stop it when niggas run up on you with them bangs out.
Bangs out.
I do what I gotta do. I don't care if I get caught. The DA could play this motherfucker, take me court. I'll kill you.
I ain't playing. Hear what I'm saying. Homie, I ain't playing.
Slipping, I'ma kill you.
I ain't playing.
Up for the Coleman, Slim Point, know them Jack boys on them. The car don't belong to me, the fur don't belong to me. Fuck your bra, she don't even belong to me. Starting to feel like something wrong with me. Walking a fine line and my D's keep warning me. But the phone V's like to haunt me. I'm far from broke and the dealer keep taunting me. Me may sound selfish, but mama couldn't afford it, so I broke myself shit. Broke top shelf shit, broke my shelf shit. Got hot, got a yacht, yeah, broke myself a ship. What the fuck y'all selling? Whole things over here, what the fuck y'all selling? We don't beg unless we freeze her. We more, nigga, we don't believe ya. Over the stove shaking like the pot had seizures. Kept fucking up the count like I got amnesia. Gotta count the tens all over. Nigga stuck in the hood, I had the bins all over. Rolls of the Rover, whatever the odds. Crews, obstacles, whatever the odds. My lifestyle reflects my past. They gave me the answer, kiss so they could kiss my ass.
That's all a nigga needs. That's all it really takes to make it.
50 minutes of fame.
Who's smoking all the weed? Bitch, get on your knees and get naked.
50 minutes of fame.
With my best game on and I'm all over the TV stick.
50 minutes of fame.
But okay, we the niggas in the low places. No,
I feel the earth is blurred. But the salesman works my nerves. They keep talking about the price range. Drop stacks to the deal like a dice game. If I crash into the ace, that's life change. Crawl past enough ape in the white plane. And the life I lead is like a gift. The fly bees then kill the strip. And all my heaters filled to the tip. Trip through a mile like I'm going on a field trip. The boat rides with the feel sick. The cork pies is some real shit. No lie, some real shit. My eyes are some real shit. My guys are the realest. Drop rocks when you feel it. And stay fly like a drug dealer. And the cops when they profile. Who on the block, but I'm gambling so down. I cop cars with no mouth. I'm so wild in my B-boy profile. And if we get caught, you call my lawyer, tell him meet me in court. Cause I got a bag, cause I got a floor. And if I gotta go, just keep in your doors, kind of sucker.
That's all a nigga needs, that's all it really takes to make it.
50 minutes of fame.
Who's smoking all the weed? Bitch, get on your knees and get naked.
50 minutes of fame.
With my best game on and I'm all over the TV spit.
50 minutes of fame.
But okay, we the niggas in the low places.
Chels, Young, M, Extra, Money, let's go.
Girl, you know you got a body out of here. Like when you get your little body out of here.
Sweater over that ass, or hotter than pajamas. We lay back blowing ganja, DVD. She make it hard to watch your flat TV. Whoa, I crept up behind her. Mommy threw it like a quarterback. I caught that like right. I called mommy Montana, bandana, tied her hands up. This is gangster love. You on the rap CD, we gangster fuck. This ain't R&B smooth, I ain't an R&B dude. Poured a glass of army, got mommy in the mood. Then she stripped for me like the Moulin Rouge. I think I might wipe her. You know, powder blue, rocker, wear suit, white Nike. Add mommy to the cipher. ROC for life, cause the gang, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'm with them, with them. Oh, yeah. I'm with them, with them.
Hey yo, kicking with your rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiendish plot, schemed and dreamed for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs in a record store. Some is sniffing and some is buffing, some is ripping, some ain't.
top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat, too fresh.
It's your boy, Sire the Kid, the Yurtman himself, and I'm here stamping Six Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, get bum sauce, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey? So what if you a actress, you ain't wifey? So what if you a model hoe, you ain't wifey? So what if you can swallow hoe, you ain't wifey? Jane wifey, you're nothing but a bird, bitch. Jane wifey, Jane wifey. Fuck what I heard, bitch. Jane wifey, the fuck. Girl, ain't you got a nigga?
Yeah.
You a mother?
Check.
You a stripper?
Check.
You got Facebook and got Twitter?
I'll
and ask. Instagram?
Whatever.
Then you hit my niggas, man. Bitch, I don't give a damn.
So?
Ain't on your grind and you on drugs, bitch. You ain't wifey. You wait in line to hit the club, bitch. You ain't wifey.
Measy.
Where the fuck your goddamn coochie get that smell from?
Uh-huh.
Don't you ever ask a G to get your nails done.
Weeping.
Just cause I said I love you don't mean you my main. I told you from the jump, bitch, I'm gonna do my thing.
Turkey.
And if your breath bangs, girl, we ain't locking lips.
No.
Nigga, how the fuck you take my hoe when I ain't got a bitch?
Shirt.
So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey? So what if you a actress, you ain't wifey? So what if you a model hoe, you ain't wifey?
Turkey.
So what if you can swallow hoe, you ain't wifey?
Okay.
Overweight, but you keep eating. Got a history of cheating. Had the nerve to spend the night knowing goddamn well you bleeding. No, God bless you when I'm sneezing. You a tragedy, ho. Ain't got no goddamn life. You watch reality shows. You steady texting and driving when your battery low. You holding grudges through the week. What you mad at me for? Okay, you like bitches. You dyke bitches make me sick. I only wife bitches that like niggas getting rich. But I don't like niggas. I like bitches on my dick. And even white bitches that like licking on my tit. I'm too independent. You can never leave my life. And if wifey don't like you, bitch, you can never be my wife. Oh. So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey?
Radio.